Now, doctors in Portsmouth want to do more to help veterans who are struggling in civilian life. They say former servicemen and women may be reluctant to come forward with issues ranging from skin cancer to post-traumatic stress. Dr. Elizabeth Fellows is from Portsmouth's Clinical Commissioning Group, the CCG.
The issues are very diverse, from physical injuries that may have been received in conflict or in training, right through mental health issues, alcohol and substance misuse. And some adjustment disorders of coming back into civilian life. It's a huge change from living on board ship or being on an army base and living in a conflict zone. So there's huge issues for some people.
Dr. Elizabeth Fellows from Portsmouth Clinical Commissioning Group, which has given a £30,000 grant to our next guests, Steve Bomford and Rachel Oliver Owen. Rachel and Steve, good morning.
Hello.
Thanks for being there this morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you there. Now, you're from the Company of Makers.
We are.
And it's your job to help find veterans to take part in a new survey. So, I mean, Rachel, starting with you, tell me a bit more about the Company of Makers, first of all, and why they called that as well.
Well, the Company of Makers is a joint project between Steve and I, and we work with military veterans from all of the services and their close families. And the aim of the project is really a public engagement project between trying to raise greater understanding between military communities and civilian communities, with the ultimate purpose of helping what the MOD call transitioning, which is the period between leaving the military and reintegrating back into civilian life. Some veterans and then their families may experience difficulties in that area, and so what we do is we run workshops where veterans and their close families rescue pieces of old unloved furniture, and they use it as a blank canvas onto which to share their stories. And it's therapeutic and creative, but most of all, there's a lot of banter and kind of regaining a sense of that kind of camaraderie that they may not be experiencing currently in civilian life.
So is that where you came up with the Company of Makers, because of that, the connection with furniture and so on? Or
the company...
Or have I missed the plot here? Can you explain the title, please?
Well, Steve can do that because he invented the title.
All right. OK, Steve, Company of Makers, why is it called that?
Well, the Company of Makers is a play on words, as I'm sure you're aware. Company, kind of a reference to the military, whether that's a ship's company or an army company. And Makers is what they do. So it became the Company of Makers.
Thank you. So I'm glad I've got that. And this £30,000 grant,
yeah,
it's going to make a big difference, isn't it?
It's going to make a massive difference. And we're really fortunate to have been given the money by Portsmouth Clinical Commissioning Group. So the original funding came from the Armed Forces Community Covenant. And that's what funds all the guys working on the furniture. But this extra piece of money, the £30,000, is for us to carry out a survey of the veteran community, and the aim of this survey is to find out the experiences of veterans in accessing healthcare when they leave the armed forces.
And Steve, let's talk a bit about the vets and why they might have a problem in coming forward and looking for help. I mean, what's your take on that?
I think it's the diversity of experience they've had, and also some of the kind of health issues they may have that's related to their service. So they may suffer from PTSD all the way through to social isolation. And I think, as Rachel's alluded to, one of the big benefits of what we've done in the past is kind of getting people out the home and socialising, the camaraderie, the banter. And it's very much a social experience which kind of gets people out their shell, if you like, and reintegrating back into the civilian world.
And if you've got post-traumatic stress disorder, you may not even know you've got it.
No, that's right. I mean, it can take, apparently, I mean, we're not medically trained, but it can take something like 12 years to manifest. Mm. So somebody could have left the military a very long time ago and not know that some of the problems they're experiencing may be attributable to kind of combat experience.
Now, Steve, I know you're looking for veterans living in the PO1 to PO6 postcode areas, aren't you?
We are, but that doesn't actually exclude anybody filling out the survey, because it kind of gives us some benchmarking to compare if there's any difference in veteran needs and experiences in the PO 1 to 6 area compared to the wider area. So all contributions are extremely valuable.
OK, so if you're listening and you're a former veteran, or you are a veteran, former service personnel, get in touch through the website Company of Makers, and we now know all about that, all one word, companyofmakers.org.uk. Thank you both for being there this morning. I'm really grateful to you.